WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's putting pressure on law enforcement officials to bring criminal charges against his political opponents. On social media, he criticized Attorney General Pam Bondi for not doing so. Asked later Saturday if he's mad at his attorney general.
No, I just want people to act. They have to act. And we want to act fast.
And he said he's going to nominate Lindsey Halligan, his former defense attorney, who's never served as a prosecutor, as the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia. Previous prosecutor resigned under White House pressure for not bringing criminal charges against the president's political opponents. Today, President Trump travels to Arizona. He'll speak at the public memorial to Charlie Kirk. More than 70,000 are expected in Glendale, Arizona, where security is tight. Authorities in New Hampshire arrested a 23-year-old in Saturday's shooting at a Nashua country club during a wedding that killed one person and injured two others. Authorities are still working on a motive. This is ABC News.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. Parents in Wisconsin are more stressed than ever, and one in four say they don't get the social and emotional support they need. That's according to a UW-Milwaukee report. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Professor Liz Sharda with Hope College says parenting stress represents a mismatch between demands and available resources exacerbated by self-reliant nuclear family models.
So this expectation that we have to do it all, that we have to be everything for our children and for our family system. And those expectations are kind of operating in a context of a real decrease in social connection and increase in loneliness.
Sharda says moving back to a society that embraces collective care could help to ease the burden on parents. That includes building support networks before they're urgently needed and shifting expectations about parenting to ensure both caregivers and children are getting the support they need. Collective care is grounded in interdependence and belonging and involves seeing others' well-being as a shared responsibility rather than an individual burden. This can range from formal arrangements such as co-housing communities to informal neighbor relationships. Sharda says families with stronger connections to others demonstrate greater resilience in handling both daily stress and crises. She emphasizes the value of having multiple people committed to a child's well-being, offering diverse strengths beyond what individual parents can provide. Sharda stresses that this parenting epidemic needs macro-level solutions.
We also need systemic and structural changes too. We need support for policies that make connection possible. So it's not just an individual problem or a family level problem, but a societal problem too.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
A busy sports weekend. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports reporting from Cleveland, where it's the Packers against the Browns. We'll have a full recap of the game coming up later tonight. In St. Louis, another dramatic win for the Brewers. They beat the Cardinals 3-2 in 10 innings. Bryce Turang, the hero in this one, driving in the winning run. Brewers catcher William Contreras had to leave the game after getting his hand hit by a bat while behind the plate. X-rays were taken. Manager Pat Murphy.
I was in my office already wanting to play tomorrow.
X-ray?
Yeah. X-ray was negative.
College football, the Badgers upset at their Big Ten home opener yesterday, 27-10 to Maryland. It got so bad, fans in Madison were booing head coach Luke Fickell, chanting "Fire Fickell."
Yeah, I feel what their pain is, but there's nothing that we can do other than keep grinding, keep working. We have to play better.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly cloudy sky. Look for a few showers and thunderstorms across the area, mainly this afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s and a southwest breeze. Tonight, shower and storm chances continue. Mostly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 50s. More storms on Monday. Currently 62 degrees.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person, That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
The WLAK Go for the Green and Gold text win contest is powered by Amory Chevrolet. Lifetime warranty, trusted service, hometown values. Amory Chevrolet, where people matter most.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we get to know one candidate for Secretary of State, another for the state Senate District number 17, all coming up. Join us.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Mattenair on Air.
Music of the stars. A lot of things are gone, not only summer. How about those turbulent 1960s? With the war escalating and the march from Selma. Watershed year. Broadcasting in color. Color TV was rare in 1965. What do we have that year? We had Lost in Space, the Space Family Robinson. And we had I Dream of Jeannie. Out popped a genie from a bottle. Larry Hagman. And the delightful Barbara Eden. He found her bottle, you know, on a deserted island in the South Pacific. And there was My Mother the Car. Oh, we'll get back to that, but let's talk a little bit about those swinging 60s. What do you say? On the Music of the Stars.
We'll be right back.
guys Doc Severinsen and the Tonight Show Band, the NBC Orchestra. Dream of Jeannie. That was a takeoff on Bewitched a year earlier. Here's Barbara Eden. With a big hit from the Pied Pipers and Tommy Dorsey, let's talk about My Mother, the Car. Oh, you're saying let's not. It somehow made it through 30 episodes. Something like a talking horse, only Mr. Ed was put out to pasture. Now, Ann Southern was a great comic. She had starred in her own TV private secretary show and the Ann Southern Show. She pretty gamely provided the voice of a 1928 porter. Now, there really wasn't supposed to be a porter. That's why they picked the name. Turned out they goofed on that, too. There really was a short-lived car called a porter. Well, Sammy Davis.
Everybody knows in the second life we all come back sooner or later. As anything from a pussycat to a man-eating alligator. Well, you may think my story is more fiction than it's fact. But believe it or not, my mother dear decided she'd come back as a car. She's my very own guiding star. A 1928 porter, that's my mother dear. She helps me through everything I do, and I'm so glad she's here. Well, everything my daddy never was, well, now she wants me to be. She's taken her place as the fifth member of my small family. And she'll blow her radiator when things ain't going right. And whenever she gets too lonely, we just all gotta spend the night with my car. She's my very own guiding star. I mean a 1928 porter. That's my mother, dear. she helps me through everything I do, and I'm so glad she's here, my mother the car. Well, my mother the car. My mother the car. My mother the car. I was wondering, do you think we could chip in and get an XK150?
Here's Vic Mizzi.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Take Manhattan, just give me the countryside. That's about all you're going to get now, because I can't play too loud on this thing. Otherwise, they'll blast the whole play, your whole system out.
That really was Vic Mizzi at the keyboard.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
A swinging 60s, at least on television.
Coming up next on TV Land, it's Green Acres, the classic rural sitcom with a little something for everyone.
Music of the stars, those swinging 60s, or were they? Well, people look back now and say, boy, that was silly. Well, what's on TV now? There's a movie made on Bob Crane and his personal life, played by Greg Kinnear. I've seen it. It's pretty good. It's called Autofocus. If you get a chance, you might want to... Tom Jones?
Ladies and gentlemen... Paying homage to 50 years of James Bond, please welcome Sir Tom Jones.
Always run while others walk. Yeah. Why let the men just talk? He looks at this world and wants it all. And he strikes like thunderbolt. He knows the meaning of success. His needs are more, so he gives less. They call him the winner who takes all. And he strikes like thunderbolt. Of asking are all gone. His fight goes on and on and on. But he thinks that the fight is worth it all.
Tom Jones, Thunderball. A salute to the 60s for some reason, I don't know why. Dr. Zhivago. Between The Sound of Music and Help on the box office charts. Dr. Zhivago, David Lean's romantic movie. Omar Sharif, Julie Christie. Against the backdrop of the Russian Civil War. A tearjerker. Five Oscars. One for the score, this one. Music of the Stars. We're talking about the 60s when movies were alive in 65, the year that a family-friendly musical became a global phenomenon as the 60s swung into their second half. Has it been a half century? Times were changing, weren't they? And movie making changed with the times, too. Now, that's a great score by Maurice Jarre. Shenandoah, Jimmy Stewart.
Shenandoah, famed Valley of Virginia. Once a thousand cannon thundered between its hills in the epic struggle that divided a nation. Men fought here and died. And on this land, a heroic family forged its legend.
Virginia needs all of her sons, Mr. Anderson.
That might be so, Johnson, but these are my sons. They don't belong to the state.
This is the story of Charlie Anderson, played by James Stewart, and his family. They reached for their rifles in the name of love, not hate, and met the challenge of two armies with a courage that lives on the screen for all to share.
You the leader of this band of fools?
Co-starring Doug McClure, exciting star of The Virginian.
Well, I love her, Mr. Anderson. Do you like her? Well, I just said I did.
No, you said you loved her. There's some difference between loving and liking.
Glenn Corbett, colorful star of Route 66. Patrick Wayne, rising star of McClintock. Philip Alford, young star of To Kill a Mockingbird.
I'm no soldier.
Catherine Ross, dramatic new Broadway stage star. And introducing Rosemary Forsythe.
I'll have to leave now. Do you understand?
Do you?
Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Oh, Shenandoah, I hear you calling. Hi-oh, your rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear. A mighty river, high-oh, you rolling river. When she rolls down, her topsail shivers, high-oh. Farewell, my dearest, I'm bound to leave you. Hi-oh. Shenandoah, I'll not deceive you. Hi-oh, I'm bound away across the wide Missouri.
Years ago, the silver screen, Sons of Katie Elder.
I'm gonna get that guy. Who wants to come with me?
You're not going anyplace.
Oh, you're gonna try and stop me?
You bet I am. And that's for sure.
Drunk. That invitation to pick up a gun still hold for Johnny Elder.
Mary, the woman who tried the impossible, taming the sons of Katie Elder.
You're gonna try and find out who killed your father, aren't you?
I sure am.
So you can even a score, kill again. Maybe even do it in front of Bud so he can be proud of his big, tough brother.
The sons of Katie Elder. Setups for paid deputies who put them in chains before they dared to kill them in ambush.
And then there was Woody Allen's first movie.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa! What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your pussycat knows. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat.
cat, pussycat, you're so thrilling, and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's new, pussycat? Mm-hmm. What's new, pussycat? Mm-hmm. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do.
What's new, pussycat? What's new, pussycat? Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
The critics hated it. Everybody did but the audience. And Bobby Darin, the music of the stars. Yeah, Bobby Darin had a version of a Disney picture also about, you know what. Takeoff and James Bond.
While the city sleeps, every night he creeps, just surveying his domain. He roams around like he owns the town. He's the king. He makes that plain. He knows every trick, doesn't miss a lick when it comes to keeping fat. Some city slicker, no one is quicker than that darn cat. Every nook and cranny and garbage can he inspects so thoroughly. When he's on his rounds, nothing's out of bounds to his curiosity. He can smile and purr at a pretty herd till she don't know where she's at. Nose like a Geiger. Oh, what a tiger is that darn cat. He's a sly old codger, an artful dodger, a scrounger unsurpassed. A ball of fire, a nine live wire, who just can't be outclassed. Yeah, this midnight rover, he lives in clover. It's an art he's got down pat. Never was a greater smooth operator than that.
Blake Edwards with The Great Race, 1965.
No one has ever been as great as they are in the world's greatest comedy, The Great Race. It's the greatest. It's the gayest. It's the wildest. It's the funniest. And how could it help but be with Jack Lemmon as Professor Fate, the meanest villain that ever twirled a mustache? Tony Curtis as the great Leslie, gallant lover and heroic daredevil. Natalie Wood as Maggie Dubois, loveliest of lovely damsels in distress. Peter Falk, Keenan Wynn, Larry Storch, Dorothy Provine. It's the fabulous around-the-world race from New York to Paris. A rambunctious, rib-busting riot of a race.
And a couple of songs made it. Here's Natalie Wood, her own voice.
They say there's a tree in the forest, a tree that will give you a sign. Come along with me to the sweetheart tree. Come and carve your name next to mine. Say, if you kiss the right sweetheart, the one you've been waiting for, big blossoms of white will burst into sight, and your love will be true.
Henry Mancini wrote that. And Dorothy Provine.
He sleeps out there, out where the coyotes wail. The reason he ain't at the bar with the boy makes quite a dismal tale.
He shouldn't have had an out and a swing on me. He oughtn't have, shouldn't have had an nursery. You don't get many callers sleeping on the lone prairie. But he shouldn't have had an out and a swing on me. All you boys remember Harry the Wrangler. I was set to marry a long man, strong man. When he yells, I'm from Texas, and socks me in my solar plexus. Well, having normal good reflexes, I knocked him on his can. He shouldn't have had an art and a flat my eye. I'm really a lovable, peaceable kind of guy. I wouldn't scare a rabbit, and I couldn't harm I'm a flea. Body should not have an out and a swing on me. This here job is mighty trying. Sometimes the room is fairly flying with highballs, eyeballs. One got killed, somebody got him, tore up the joint from top to bottom. I think I was the one that shot him, as near as I recall. He should not have had an oughtn't to swing on me.
No, no.
He massacred 8 or 9 men at the Lazy Bee. He then took on the sheriff and the sheriff's deputy. But he should not have had an oughtn't to swing on me. If this story has a moral, it's when you're looking for a quarrel or showdown.
Showdown.
Showdown. If by now you haven't mastered the gentle art of getting plastered, you're just a lowdown. You ain't mastered the motto of our town. You should not have the art to start no fight. Our burying ground is a most impressive sight. The message on them tombstones is as simple as can be. He should not have the oughtn't to swing on me. He should not have the oughtn't to swing on me. Yahoo!
Music from The Great Race. Bobby Darin. When movies were still fun.
They say there's a tree in the forest, a tree that will give you a sign. Come along with me to the sweetheart tree. Come and carve your name next to mine. They say if you kiss the right sweetheart, the one you've been waiting for, big blossoms of white will burst into sight, and your love will be true evermore.
A microcosm of cultural, political, artistic changes across America and beyond. But then there was a new interest in more relevant movies, you know.
Say, if you kiss the right sweetheart, the one you've been waiting for, blossoms of white will burst into sight, and your love will be true evermore, evermore,
a tree in the forest.
great race. You know, if you want to see those cars, they're still in a museum in Volo, Illinois. They were saved. They were custom made, of course. Oh, let's see. Here's another one all about a parody, you see, about those magnificent men and their flying machine.
Up, down, flying around, looping the loop and defying the ground. They're all rightfully keen, those magnificent men in their flying machine. They can fly upside down with their feet in the air. They don't think of danger, they really don't care. Newton would think he had made a mistake to see those young men and the chances they take. Those magnificent men in their flying machines, they go up to the up, they go down to the down. They enchant all the ladies and steal all the scenes with their up to the up and their down to the down. Up, down, flying around, looping the loop and defying the ground. They're all frightfully keen, those magnificent men in their flying machine. Those magnificent men in their flying machine, they go up to the up, they go down to the down. Magnificent men, those magnificent men, those magnificent men in the flying machine.
Man has conquered the heavens, broken the sound barrier, reached out for the moon. Now, after 2 years of production, the expenditure of millions, the assembling of an internationally renowned cast of stars, 20th Century Fox proudly brings you the fabulous, fantastic story of the men whose skill and courage started it all.
Those magnificent men in the flying machine, they go up to the up, they go down to the up. They entrust all the ladies and steal all the scene with their up to the up, and their down to the up.
Aviation today is that too many good ideas are being dissipated in too many aeroplanes. If we could bring together all these different types from all over the world, then everyone could learn from each other.
From all over the world?
From all over the world they came. America, Italy, Germany, France, Japan, England, to compete in the first, the most fabulous, the most foolhardy air race of all time. And here was the English beauty who had them all up in the air.
Are you two fighting over me?
The trouble with these international affairs is that they attract foreigners.
Those magnificent men in their flying machine, they go up to your pop, they go down to your down.
Stand by for CBS News. The music of the stars will continue.
Can anyone hear me?
I want to do a tribute to Robert Redford. We lost him last week at 89. Fine actor.
Up she goes.
This is from Titanic.
Come, Joseph.
No, this is not Barbara Streisand. Marie Brennan. Okay, here's CBS.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump departs the White House this morning, bound for Arizona and the public memorial for Charlie Kirk.
Security preps in high gear as nearly 100,000 people are expected to descend on State Farm Stadium for the public memorial service of Charlie Kirk. The 31-year-old rose to fame as a conservative voice and debater. He was fatally shot while at an event earlier this month at Utah Valley University.
It's ABC's Jacqueline Lee in Glendale, Arizona. Multiple sources tell ABC News the Trump Justice Department shut down an investigation involving border czar Tom Homan, where he was recorded accepting cash from FBI agents posing as business executives. There's been no comment to ABC, but the White House and the FBI denied any wrongdoing in statements to MSNBC and the New York Times. Canada, the UK, and Australia have all said they recognize the Palestinian state as part of a coordinated effort to preserve a two-state solution. Expected to be a major topic this week at the UN. This is ABC News.
You're listening.